Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
What is up, Nay? What is up, people? Glad to have y'all for another beautiful episode of the show. Definitely. Miss you guys. And those, that week always goes so crazy. Just wait if you get up. I missed it so much. I can't wait. So we're back. We're here. Another beautiful Wednesday. Decade hump day. That being said, Nay, what is up with you, man? How's everything today with you?
Everything's good.
Oh, like what's the like anything that. No, you saw that you want to address anything? Cause I've been laughing. Some people try to come in your comments on them pages about whatever you choose to say is always hilarious.
What you mean?
So for instance, okay, so last episode you had threw a curve by me. Actually, live there, you said, "Oh, say that we can go to Atlanta." Period.
Yes,
we go to
Atlanta.
Yes, and so you had made a comment about, you know, when you're going in June and when you're going in July, and somebody had something to say about it. You know, people wanted to hear about traveling during this time, and you had the. It wasn't like a whole lot, but it was just interesting, like your thought, like. What the person said, so I'm kind of let you go into that, but like, what were your thoughts on that? Like, people were saying, because like, someone had said something to you about
nothing. Traveling. I know her personally. It wasn't nothing. I know her personally, so I didn't take it that way.
But I mean, so this is what I'm saying about that. Like, people actually, not necessarily, like, so even if you didn't know her personally, I mean, like, on a general basis, people are like, they were there, like, people don't think that it's right. It should be a good idea for you to travel, for us to travel at all during this time. And I'm kind of like, ooh. As a matter of fact, we were commenting about that on IG Live the other day about moving around, and people was looking at us crazy about us going outside and stuff. Like, what's your thought on that? Because, like you said, you a person, you live your life. And you, although you was being sarcastic, you was all right on with what you just said. You said your exact comment was, and this, and you, and I just said it in that particular conversation, but you said it in multiple rounds of, you know, you pretty much, you know, hey, you know, I just traveled about 3 weeks ago, and you know, I felt like I was safe enough to make it happen, and then also too. Like you said, like you were just being sarcastic, like how me and you do. We joke around. We say sarcastic. You were like, oh, hey, I'm going to die one day anyway. You said something like that. But, nah, I'm just like, the reason I bring it up is just, hey, that just digging your head deeper. Like, to the degree, like, yeah, you want the weekend with me? Heck, I was out and about. I was hanging out. But I would like when people say that, if you say that people, they can seem like you're around a million people. Things are closed, people. So what do you think? And then yes, I know people throwing house parties, but y'all don't know us. Like y'all make it sound like we're dumb and we don't get it. Like I don't know what show you listen to, but we can break down exactly all the different parts we feel about how to move around right now. And I just wanted to get your follow-up on that as far as, like, your views to people generally about traveling during the summer.
I don't have no views on it. People's opinion is their opinion.
Right.
So you do what you think is best for you at the end of the day.
So for you personally, like, real problem, like, you, for yourself, your own decision personally, do you feel like it's safe to be able to just move, to be able to move around? Because I personally say yes. If you are taking the precautions to protect yourself, then it shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, people got their own opinion. I'm going to do me, and people go do them. So,
yeah.
That's just that.
That's what's up. Well, people, as far as I would say, yes, you all tell your opinion, but when it comes to me specifically, because me specifically, it's my choice, and I feel personally I can move around. There's no disrespect to anybody. It's just, hey, that's just where I personally feel as far as moving around. There's worse. I don't obviously put the same energy into when it comes to, like, you know, protection. If you put that same amount of energy into about protecting themselves when it comes to sexual encounters, all that, you know, we'll be having a different discussion about a whole lot of other things too. But that's a different show for a different day. But I'm just saying pretty much this. In the day, when it comes to me, this is what I do. I mean, do what you feel is safe. Do what you feel in your mind that is safe for you. In the day, God, you can't control what God is going to do. Like, I know we cover the news, and every time we turn our head, we're getting all these, you know, we're getting sidewinded left and right as far as, you know, what the right thing to do or not, as far as from the government or whatnot. But there's people on both sides of the aisle, and I'm not talking about positive, I'm talking about just on the topic, period. It, as long as you take precautions, you should be safe. That's all people do is just, hell, I don't care if you want to stay in or stay out, just take care of yourself. Because some people, y'all inside of y'all not taking care of yourself. Y'all got to say, like, you don't want to come out. Don't come out of this worse than you in. It's stuff you can't have control over, but the stuff you can't have control over, try to do your best. And I'm just saying for me personally, as well, like, I go, it's hard too, man. You, like, I'm an extrovert. I'm going crazy. And it's also dampening some of the ways I make revenue. So, I hate that too. So, trust me, all around, like, man, this is good. I want it better. Sound like, you know, here in Texas on Friday, they're actually opening up the restaurants, they're opening up the movie theaters, the malls, and retail stores. You can actually go inside them. So what they're doing is, in order to make it to where to work, you have to, some places it's 50% capacity, that's more so like in the smaller rural areas or whatnot. And then, like, the bigger towns, like a lot of places, the capacity set at 5%. So it's really just about how your business model is made. And I'm excited because I want to see people go back to work and make their money. I hate work more to see people not make, like, especially when it's not in their control. If you're on some type of shit where you just truly have to go work hard and make money, that's all you hurting yourself. But if you're a person out here trying to do right and you're trying to take care of your business, and all of a sudden, like, you got people telling you can't, like, that's just, like, I hate seeing it. It's a lot of small businesses that y'all look out for your community, and I hate seeing that those people aren't allowed to operate the way they need to. And so I really want this to come to an end. I hope that this Friday going forward, in Texas, and then kind of like being like a blueprint for the rest of the world, really takes care of us, man. I really want to see people like be back out there winning. Hell, Navy got other shit she got to do. That if once all this open up the way it needs to open up, she get to do more moves and be period. So that's all I gotta say for now. Is I'm gonna close out this discussion. The opening just saying that I am excited to see Texas get ready to do this. The optimism of just seeing people be able to do what they do and be able to make money where they can. So I'm excited, y'all, man. Most definitely. Just let y'all know what's coming up on the show. No guests today. We do, guys, our usual segment. We got Crickets of the Week, Seduction 101, and Reminisce. So definitely stay tuned. As we get closer to those segments, we will let you know what is coming up for that. Crickets of the Week, man. I think this week for Crickets of the Week, it's going to sell itself. I don't even have to even tell you, give y'all a tease. I'm going to do a radio tease for what's coming up. I think it's a piece for myself. I think that person who's involved with this fiasco is definitely speaking for themselves. I can't really believe it. Like, this guy here. So, yes, I am definitely excited. I'm definitely excited for Crickets of the Week because this is one of those Crickets of the Week. I say, we haven't even finished the talk. Y'all gonna know exactly who it is, and you're gonna be laughing, and you go, "Oh Lord!" And it's funny one, but serious one as well. So again, right here on Life in the Dust Live, or your boy Teddy J and your girl Nate Seduction. Again, remind everybody: do not miss the breaks. Some breaks that we do on the shows going forward for a while. We'll be doing something from Vertigo to Time where they have different artists. You're able to go in there, get your artist, be able to promote your music, and be able to have it, put into the crates of DJs everywhere. So a lot of movers and shakers in the music industry on this site. So definitely, if you're an artist, make sure you go to Vertigo. That's VIRDIKO.com. Go ahead and sign up. And there's different packages for you to be able to sign up and how you should be using promoted and all these different places and really get it packaged up well. I'm telling you, a lot of artists have got this stuff in there and you get yourself really played. Especially if your music is hot, they go play it. It's not always about all the big name artists. They play a lot. A lot of DJs that rock with you on there, rock with daughters that are independent. So definitely you get in the mix on that. This artist is going to play for the first music break. It is by the name of T. Jones. And this track by him is called Cash on the Minute. We'll be back at this on Life That Does Live.
Put on the main, how about the vein? Cash with the main, yeah, yeah. Put on the main, how about the vein? Cash on the main, yeah, yeah. Put on the main, how about the vein? Cash with the main, yeah, yeah. Put on the main, how about the vein? Cash on the main, yeah, yeah. Discreet 10 toes be off of the porch, keeping that motherfucking heater on me. Swimming repeat in my soul, I was the heart of the street. Digging my pants, pulling a band, bitch, I'm BG. Nigga high off a different strand, polish fly every time I get a sap. Force ride on my side, on my lap, better know the sign, I ain't fucking Zodiac. Nigga fly, I'ma do through the jam, pull up, undefined, red, black, red, bang. Dick at 59, I ain't lying, I rap, I rap that man. I'm still a geek in the street, red bottom seat, crooked attitude, pretty, dick dog, she can eat. I don't
sweet when you fucking were free. Black card, so they charge. Ain't no bugs on my feet. I'm a G.
Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash of the main. Yeah, yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah, yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main.
Kill your dream, fella, be jealous, don't want you with a thing. Full of envy, that's your full sad pedigree. Crabs in a barrel, what they describe, that's your tendency. And I can feel the hate that's in your face. I look into your eyes, and I can see you wanna eat my plate. But that's your day, it ain't gonna live the day. You ain't gonna walk away, try to bitch like you fucking say. Drop a tear, and that decision made. It ain't no calling bae, it ain't no taking aid, mama say. Bail money when it's time to play. You looking different when I sit behind 10. Look at that.
Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah, yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah, yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah, yeah. Put on the main. How about the vein? Cash on the main. Yeah, yeah.
All right, welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, CJ, and your girl.
Nay Production.
That was with C. Jones with Cash of the Name, and that is presented to you by Go.com. By the Vertigo. All right, so told y'all, I'm nice and sore for y'all today for Crickets of the Week. Go ahead and get those cricket sounders ring. Mm-hmm. Here we go. So, my cricket of the week. I'm not going to pick most of the people. I have one in particular. My cricket of the week is going to, he gets it often on the show. That is Donald President. Excuse me. I'm going to be polite and actually call people by their titles. President Donald J. Trump. What did he do this week, people? He is giving another reason to play this sound. This is another update about
Coronavirus!
Sir, is this something you don't play about? Like, this ain't one of your campaign. When you go to these briefings, this ain't one of your campaign rides where you do all, where you do a minstrel show on the entire time. This ain't it, sir. Let me tell you why he's getting Cricket of the Week, in particular, for this week's episode. What I heard out of that man's mouth in the last week was, here we go, vocabulary word today, astounded. What the over. I need y'all to sit. Make sure you sit down while you sit down. Make sure you're comfortable. Make sure you got make sure you got you some tea. Get you some, make sure that tea is nice and brewed. Because, man, let me tell you, this, what this man said last week, you don't play like that. There's a lot of things you don't play about, and this ain't one of them. And the thing was, some people are saying, well, SETI, for those who don't know that they've been out of loop on social media or out of loop with people or out of loop with us last week, this was ridiculous and something you don't play about. So, apparently during one of the briefings, he had this wild, cockney idea to suggest that possibly, well, because of, you know, like people always talk about Lysol and how, you know, you're on Lysol, it tells you that it, you know, one thing the germs and bacteria takes, you know, it shields against is coronavirus. It was already, that was already on there well before COVID-19 started. And that's kind of like when you see a lot of people clearing crop stuff, they use that because it can number of germs. Well, this guy gets a grand idea of suggesting that that could possibly be a way for us to be able to get rid of coronavirus. Production of UV light. You know, just inject people with UV light. How could you even play like that? Like, that is super tricky version. How could you even play like that? Because my thing is this. My niece was getting ready to celebrate her birthday next Tuesday. She's ready to turn 8. Even she's better than the bring kind of idea. And she's 8. And here's the thing. It's already not a cool thing to play about because he supposed that he was being sarcastic. But it makes it, it adds another level of cricket worthy behavior. Is the fact that when you go back and roll back the Beautiful Bean footage, this man was definitely not playing. He was legitimately asking people questions if it's a real thing that can happen. He was completely serious because he continually asked, and he was really asking his advisor. He was dead ass. Go back to this, to his tone, how he asked the questions. He was dead ass. And he wants, because everybody's posting, all of a sudden, oh, I was being sarcastic. Bro, again, first of all, you don't play like that. I don't know where you come from, but people don't play that way before. That's playing with people's life. And when you start playing with people's life, that's a dangerous game you're playing, dude. Of all the partisan stuff that we all like to get about who, what, when, where, how, with presidents, drop that. Let's drop that shit for a second. That ain't got nothing to do with no partisan politics. That has got everything to do about just ignorance. How dare you sit there and think that shit's fucking cool? This is not a game, bro. You hold your office is too important, and the shit that you say, people are waiting for you to act. They, when they watch the briefings, they hope you're gonna get them some useful information. Not you up there pulling a goddamn clown show and trying to pretend like you were. But you were dead ass and said one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard in my life. You gotta be fucking kidding me. And then to follow that up, which is why I was really thinking who I'm gonna get a cricket to. I'm gonna give it to him. But I was really trying to give the cricket to these people. Sign them off, please. There were hundreds of calls that went through to the Poison Control Center. People, we can't be this goddamn dumb. Like, seriously. Y'all can't be that dumb. And I want to hear it. It's dumb. I want to hear all these other excuses. There's no excuse. The only excuse for it is it's a dumb ass shit. And I don't understand why people are participating in being dumb. And even make that call. Like, they already say that such thing is a super question. Good Lord, this is one of those times where statement don't fly with me, because this is definitely a dumbass question. I can't believe that people were really calling in, wasting the Poison Control Center's time for actual things that people might be actually getting poisoned by because of actual ingestion. And y'all are really out here trying to figure out if you can actually push this stuff inside you. What kind of crap is that? Chris, what is behavior, bro? I gotta quit doing it. It's Donald Trump. We tell them every time, like, you're the sad thing is, there are people who are really serious in the medical field who have to go up there at these briefings and look like a goddamn fool. And because, which again, I go back to my early point of my show talking about, I understand wholeheartedly about wanting to get back out, everyone wanting to get back out there. And the government has like count on that. But there needs to be precautions taken. And if there's people who are not trying to be facetious and have our interests at heart, because there are some people that, you know, they want us to stay inside for agenda reasons, but there's some people who are completely serious because they know how some people, the way they just things, they don't do right. It's cases. I don't want us to fall in the trap of because, you know, having to have a discussion later about why, we should get that plan out and listen. So, dude, stuff I've been making a point to even talk about because it's not worth my time. This is one of those things where I'm bringing it up because every week there's something I can say every week, but this is one of those cases where it was just something I need to address because it is a thing that's so alert of ignorance. Got to get no way, no way. You should look at me in the eye and tell me. Serious, really believing that was a viable option in order to protect yourself through the coronavirus. We got to do better than that. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Well, being said, for the moment, on this entire fiasco going on, but we will continue to fall through this more and more. And, you know, anything that's done like that, I'm giving you a cricket of the week. I'm just letting you know, it's easy. That's an easy one. That's a walk. That's like a walk. Y'all giving me a free walk, man. So, what I can say for this week's cricket of the week. Yes, I had to go in. Yes, I had a lot to say. It needed to be said. Now it's in the atmosphere. Now, going without day. It continue going. So yeah, that's where I stand with this whole entire thing. So hopefully we get it together, Lord. Get it together, Lord. So yes. That being said, we get ready to our next music break. And again, this music that you are hearing on the show is brought to you by Vertigo.com, where artists will be able to promote music and be able to get it out of the masses through the various amounts of DJs that are on the site. So, yes, go ahead, definitely go give your artists that's serious and you got yourself together. Go over there. I was telling you, you won't regret it. That being said, before we start the break, Nate, what you got coming up for Seduction 101?
Just stay tuned. It's something spicy.
Oh, shit. It's caliente. All right, y'all. Just saw this check for Vertigo.com. It's by Miss Tanier. And it's called Come See Me.
Hold up. Late nights don't feel right when you got me here alone. No, I got options, but you the one I want. No FaceTime, need FaceTime, and that's what I'm on. Cause the vibe is hella strong, I hate the feeling when you're gone. Don't keep me waiting up, baby, hurry up. Time is running out. I need you, longing
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, the Steady J, and your girl,
Nate Production.
And it's a track that was brought to you by Radio.com. Samir, come see me. Yeah, definitely go look it out. I was actually, you can actually find the lyric video. The lyric video is out right now on YouTube, so search it. You're actually able to listen to. I'll be able to see the lyric video. I'll be able to, you know, follow along. So definitely go do that. And if you hear music, man, let us know. Man, give us your feedback, man. Let us know. So we know where the artists know. Oh, it's all right. It's not, you know. They know what they know how to continue to pursue going forward. So, again, we appreciate everybody supporting the show. And the artists that we play is just a lovely thing. So. Thank you, everybody. Nate, what you got for Production 101?
For this Production 101, I'm coming at the men tonight. I am definitely coming at the men tonight. Like, y'all men love calling females catfishes because we wear makeup, we wear wigs, we wear the weaves, we wear the eyelashes. And stuff like that. Well, a lot of y'all niggas is a catfish too, because y'all be having shrimp dicks. Y'all be having them little shrimp dicks. Let's not forget when y'all get y'all hair cut, they put the black spray on there. Like, y'all hairline be receiving like LeBron James.
Aww.
Because I don't like that. Like, niggas love coming at females because they wear makeup. At the end of the day, y'all niggas wear makeup, too, with the damn black spray and with them damn fitted caps. Like, y'all hairline be way back. As soon as y'all take off that motherfucking head, It's a whole motherfucking story. I look like a whole different person. Come on now. Men, let's just get real. And that's what we go do. Because y'all can't say y'all like, y'all don't like fake bitches, but you will fake bitch yourself. And that's just period. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sadie? I know you know what I'm talking about.
No, I feel you on that completely. Because it doesn't mess up stuff with people like me. Like, right now, there's one... Okay, so... Perfect you bring this up. This chick hit me up, and she was like, you know... You know, serious, but, like, people hit me up. People who have slight interest in me. And so, like, you know, we just have a casual conversation. And you just seen a million pictures of me. A million! You even saw, literally, a video I just posted and made Saturday night. So... Because funny you bring this up, Nate. I'm glad. This is an interesting topic that came up. So, and she probably might be listening because she listens to the show now, apparently. But nonetheless, as I've told people, a lot of stuff I talk about on the show, I don't hide. I talk about my shit. I don't name no names because no name, no case. But I do talk about my life over here a lot. And hell, sometimes some stuff I'm bringing up to the forefront if it is a teaching lesson for a general thing, and it happens to go with this topic. She was like, "Oh, can you see that? Can I send her a picture?" I'm like, "Bruh, we didn't have a million pictures." I said, I ain't heard that since. She asked me, "Oh, can I send her a picture?" And I simply said that I was completely honest. I said that I don't look the best right now. And people know, if you was watching that Instagram live video last week, hell, I was looking damn good to be in some goddamn quarantine. But as you saw, the smoke and mirrors I had to go through, I had my hat on because I got quarantine hair. My hair a little better than a lot of people's hair in quarantine. But for my standard, it ain't where I wanted to be. And it's just, man, right now through this quarantine, until everything gets the way it need be, with the exception of taking a shower and changing clothes, I just can't do it. I'm not going to be walking around here. Same reason why, to back you up, why females wear makeup. Not every chick that wears makeup is ugly underneath. Like, sorry, Nate, because you know how me and you were very, very candid about shit we said in the show. I seen Nate without makeup, and Nate can still get dick down without makeup on. So, it just go to show. She ain't wearing makeup because she trying to hide flaws. A lot of times when it comes to makeup, it's an enhancer. Like, this is why I tell people, you can be the finest person in the world. I'm going to still tell you, for you come do a photo shoot with me, you got to put on some makeup. Because the lights fuck up everything. And little shit gets revealed. And it can be something that's a small thing, but we know how y'all act. Y'all say, "Ooh, I want natural." Oh, well, y'all be saying all that. But when it come down to it, the shit that y'all be showing love to, y'all show love more to the shit where people got on makeup or whatnot. So nice try trying to hate on women because of that. It's just ridiculous. And dudes, we can't be, you know, we be having all these expectations for how a female needs to look, and we not being real ourselves too. Now, if a female feels the way we are, we just have to be her type. But we can't be sitting there, we got a long laundry list of shit. That's just ridiculous. That's my little bit I gotta say on that, Nate.
Are
you talking? You probably thought going into that because me being God, how I was gonna respond to that?
Seriously, it just gets annoying. Like, niggas always want to know, like, "Oh, can you cook? Can you clean? Can you do this? Can you do that? Nigga, can you build a motherfucking house? Nigga, do you know, can you change the brakes on my car? Nigga, can you change the tire on my car? Like, let's be real. Like, come on now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's another deeper layer right there, man. People trying to tell you what gender roles are. Yeah, it's like at a time when you were telling women they need to stay in the house and cook and clean and do all that, as a man, we were doing a lot of shit too. Like, there was typical shit. If you was a man by default, you better know how to change the tire. Like you said, you better know how to change the tire and know how to do a lot of other shit, and you better be the person taking care of all the bills and shit. So don't be trying to tell a woman she got to do the cookie cutter gender role, but then you don't get to do that. Like, that's bullshit. And it's funny,
it's
you
no
said something about this recently,
man. There's no problem with the woman, you know, doing the cooking and cleaning and stuff like that, but if a woman is going to be doing most of the cooking and cleaning and things like that and the washing clothes, you better be the one paying most of the bills, period.
If they're going to go by the old-fashioned rules, then that's the old-fashioned rules. I don't get them. They want you to have old-fashioned rules, but it also be contemporary. Which one do you fucking want? You don't be knowing. It's like red light, green light. Every 5 seconds, name. They change the rule every 5 minutes.
Right. And while y'all talking, like, a lot of y'all niggas wouldn't even be fine if it wasn't for that damn beard. Cut that beard off and see if a female still want to talk to you.
Hey, I had to cut mine off. I still, you know, I must say, not a problem.
Ooh,
yeah, the only reason why it's gone because this camera on my eyes. I ain't got time. I'm going crazy. I need my barber. I need my. Thing is, my hair. I'm telling you, my hair. I'm looking like I got some exotic ass hair. It feels very weird. I need to cut. Too much going on. It is my hair. Like, my hair curls up so much, and so it's like it look like I wash it all. When I wash it, it's fresh. You wash and all that. It looks neat. But I got a whole edge up that is going crazy. I need my edge up, Nate. I need my edge up. I miss my edge up. I hate it. I don't even know what my edge up look like anymore. And some of y'all be in, and Nate, they be talking about y'all wearing Spanx and all that. Some of these dudes be wearing them abdomen shirts too.
Right.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I done wore the abdomen shirts sometimes. When I'm trying to look, I want like, especially like I'm doing like dressy clothes. I'm wearing like a suit and all that. I want to look good. Hell, breaking news, people who didn't know that here on the show. Yes, I've worn a goddamn abdomen shirt before. And I'll do it again and again and again. But you know what? I ain't out here trying to fake. I'm not faking no funk. I'm doing it for me. I ain't doing it to try to fool nobody. You see me every day how I look without Adam and Cheryl. So obviously, it's not like it's some magical tool. You know the difference. So yeah, Nate, I agree. This is I don't get people. They be worried about the wrong.
I ain't gonna lie. Some females do be looking like a whole different person after they take their makeup off. So I can see where some men are coming from. But don't just be quick to bash a woman because she wear makeup. Like,
right.
Weave and stuff like that. Oh, I want my. Like, niggas be contradicting themselves. They like the females on Instagram. They got the weave. they got, you know, the makeup and all this and that, but they want their woman to be totally different than the woman they be following on Instagram. Like, no, nigga, like, you're being contradicting. Like, stop contradicting yourself.
Yeah, for the life of me, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. So, yeah. Very, very fine point, man. I might agree with you on that. Good point, Rio. Yeah, it's... I don't get some people, man. They be worried about the wrong stuff. Like... And so my other question, as a female, doing that, like what? Because there's always different reasons why people like. So for you personally, why do you wear makeup? Like I told you my perceived notion, and I already made the point clear to people. For those who don't know, Nate still looks very attractive without makeup on, for the record. But why do you personally wear makeup?
I know the reason why I wear makeup is for photo shoots or to, you know, when I go out to the club and it's like I want to look presentable. Not saying I don't look presentable without makeup, but when I'm trying to be on my business and stuff like that, I do want to go in and I do want to look presentable. You never know who you may meet, like in the club or something like that, or, you know, you never know.
Exactly. And it's like I don't understand what's so hard to fathom about that.
And some people won't understand, or some people won't, you know, get it. But majority of the time, like when I'm in the house, I don't wear makeup. Like if I run to Kroger's, I'm not about to put on no makeup just to go to the grocery store. I'm not about to put on no makeup just to go to Walmart or something like that. I'm not putting on makeup just to go to the airport. When I travel, like, to a different state, I'm not going to put on no makeup at 4 o'clock in the morning just to go to the damn airport. Fuck no.
F that. No. Hey, you going to see me, sir. You going to get what you get is what you get.
Exactly.
Cause you got to be in that damn airplane. I'm about to be comfortable as fuck. Fuck y'all. No, I feel you all the way on that. Like people be worried about the wrong thing. I guess, I mean,
exactly.
Y'all, So yeah, so
so that's why I wear makeup, like photo shoots, like when I go to do club hosting or go to the club, like step out. Like when I go out to eat and stuff, majority of the time, like I don't wear makeup. Like if I'm just going, like when I go to this brunch thing on Sunday, like there's a girls brunch on Sunday, yeah, I'm going to wear makeup because it can turn into a networking event. But if I'm just chilling with my girls, like randomly going to get food or something, I'm not about to put on my makeup, but look, makeup is expensive. I'll be trying to save my shit. Okay? And it cost me in Indianapolis, like, if I want, like, just a quick makeup look, that cost me $60. Now, if I want the whole glam look, that cost me $75. You do the math. Do the math.
Oh, I'm always just every time you mention numbers on this show, I'm always getting at the calculator. I'm always like,
nah, for real, like.
Cause I'd be like, damn, Nate.
Like I just got booked to do a music video Saturday, and I had to get my makeup done. I just got, like, some quick, like, natural look. So, that was $60. Like, when I go to Miami and I do my video shoots, whatever, my eye candy, they'd be like 85 because the makeup artist in Miami who I go to, she's expensive. Like, their makeup artists in Atlanta, they be like, damn, they're between $75 to $85 too. So, like,
if you got runs, it's also the market you be in too. The markets that you, depending on the cost of living and where you at, it just, it obviously is a huge factor too. It costs a lot to be in both of them places, so I don't know why people don't care.
That's why I'm about to invest in a $150 makeup class. So sometimes I can do my own face, but sometimes at the model you don't even feel like doing your own makeup, because a lot of times I can do my own makeup, but I just choose not to because it's like I gotta spend an hour doing my makeup and then spend an hour getting dressed, doing hair. Like, I'd rather just pay somebody else to do it, especially if I have a job that needs to be done. Like, I have to work. A model don't even feel like doing their own makeup.
Nah, people, I don't understand why that's such a hard concept for people to wrap their head around. Like, yeah, it's, man, we gotta do a lot. You gotta do a lot. And, like, for, like, also, I had to do last week just to be, make sure I was ready for the show last week, to do the Instagram Live last week. That was nerve-wracking. People, like, it's not just casual, ain't no casual thing. You gotta, man, you gotta really do a lot.
Definitely gotta do a lot.
Well, Nate, thank you for a great seduction 101. All right, so we're coming to let's come to the end of the show. We do some doing part of the end of the show called Reminisce, where we talk about memories we had during the show. Memories you've had that tie back to us during some part of duration since we've been on the show. Nate's been here for a few years. I've been here for decades and change. So I've seen a lot has been interesting that have came through this show. And so I would say today for my reminisce moment would be the time we had. We've had a lot of guests on here, and a lot of times some of the guests I've had on here has been people I have watched as during my childhood. I have watched them flourish in my childhood, and to see them still doing great things now or is interesting. And this is actually a dual part reminisce. One would be Miss Alicia Reyes. And the other will be Miss Andrea Lewis. For those who were like, oh, are those two? Your names sound very familiar. Andrea Lewis is famous for being known from Degrassi. She actually played Drake's love interest in Degrassi. And she also was in the Disney Channel original movie known as Cadet Kelly. She actually plays opposite of Lizzie McGuire, Hillary Duff, on there. That's just me naming a few things. So those are things that stand out to you right away. They're like, oh yeah, I know who she is. And she's been in a few Christmas movies that have been on BET and whatnot. So definitely, I'm bringing up her, and then I'm bringing up the other person, which is Alicia Reyes. Alicia Reyes is most known for being from the hit family sketch comedy show known as All That. And, you know, All That has, All That has returned with an all new cast. And they even have some returning members on the cast as well that do bits of people on the show. So, yeah, Alicia Reyes is on it. She was a part of the original cast, and she's actually done some stuff on the new All That And basically, the episode she came back on was the infamous episode, was during her infamous sketch where it's kind of like Gilligan's Island is her and Laurie and Denver. They're like lost on the island, and like there's a famous thing where she goes forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, I'm bringing them two people up because my reminisce point is, man, people, everybody, no matter what they do, you know, everybody is human, and no matter what, where you're at in the world, as far as what you do, doesn't mean that people can, you know, think that it makes you better or we should care less or whatever. And it's not the case. Like, right now, if people like them, like, they can't, you know, because of the restrictions, it really hampers how they can do things as far as their crafts. And, you know, I would say I really am holding up the prayer and just really hope as these, you know, everything comes back together for them because of, you know, just how it's affecting the entertainment industry. I really want things to come together for them. They have been very great supporters of the show. They've been on multiple episodes of the show. Hell, they've done where we've done Ballad of Sexes and whatnot. We used to do that bit of the show, which, spoiler alert, we might be bringing back doing that for, like, Instagram shit or stuff and whatnot. But, you know, whenever, like, just the fact of they, like, people like them showing me so much support, and I always lend this to people. When I don't care how, I don't care if you got a blue check next to your name or not, everybody's human. I treat everybody with respect that comes with this show, and I hold them in high regard, and I hope things are work for everybody. It doesn't matter. If you're going to be a guest in the show, just know the way we do things is it's a natural conversation. We relax. We're not going to be acting fanboys or fangirls with you. We come in here and we really just have an intimate conversation, just going through different things. And we don't come in here for an agenda, trying to go always go out to the tea. Sometimes the tea take care of itself when you have a natural conversation. And so that's what we do. We just have a natural conversation, and it has worked well for us. So we will continue to do that. And any guests that want to come on the show in the near future, just notice that's how we do things. You're going to come here, you're going to have a good time. That's our reminisce moment. Nate, what you got for reminisce? Nay.
Hey.
What is your reminisce moment for this week's show?
My reminisce is gonna be when I met you in person, though, because I expected you to be tall, but I'm like, God damn, this nigga's tall as fuck. I'm like, this nigga made me feel like a midget.
Well, I mean, you. Never mind.
Well, wait. Go ahead.
Nothing, Nate. I just continue saying what you're saying. I don't want to interrupt you. Nice thing to say about me.
Nah, I think you over here trying to insinuate that I'm a midget.
You know what? No, honestly, everybody's short to me. It don't even matter, bro. Like, for you, like, yes, okay, people go to where her measurements are, you know, how tall or lack thereof she is. But the thing is, it didn't really, to me, it was weird. I didn't really notice, like, okay, you stand there side by side and get pictures and whatnot, you're going to go, oh, I see the difference. But I didn't really, and yes, you had on heels, but that's besides the point. I didn't really see a difference. Like, for me, it was everybody's short to me. So a person could be as short as you, it don't really resonate to me the difference because everybody's just short to me. So to me, you're just an average person to me. So Nah, like you were, like you weren't all that short. Like I was over, I was like, man, how short is Nate in person? And of course, standing next to me, you're going to look short. That's a given. I'm 6'3". You're going to look short next to me. You can't help that. But yeah, for the most part, it wasn't that bad. It was interesting because I was like, okay, it's not really that big. Like, big of a difference. It's big by measurement wise, but it didn't seem like it. It didn't seem like you were that short to me.
She seemed like it to me. I'm only 4'9".
Yeah, because you're looking up. I'm looking at everybody.
4'9".
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was. But I tell you, Nate might be short, but that ass is getting up there.
and that's period.
And that is period. And it is real, by the way. Just to continue to let people know that who think it's not. Cause I know people are like, oh, dude, how you know? I know the difference. Trust me. When you really understand women, you understand, you know the difference. Very rarely I have been fooled. And then using it to ask, it's been chess. There's been the person they talked about on the show, and we talked about it on the interview that we're here. I did not even know until they told me that they had breast implants, because the way their breast implants were done, it looked very natural, and it went with their body build. It just made it, like, why would I question anything different? So, yeah, that was one of the few times where you didn't tell me, I would have known. So, yeah. Yeah, you're not that short. You're short, but you're not, again, to me, everybody's short, damn near. So it don't mean, unless you like 5'10" or up and up, everybody's short to me. So yeah, that's pretty much it on that. But man, y'all, we getting ready to check out. I remind y'all, if you missed any parts of the show, you can go to dustspot.com. That's dustspotradio.com/dustspotradio. When you go there, you'll be able to see the show. Bam, bam. You'll be able to see all, you'll be able to click to see all the places that you can listen to us at, including iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And of course, here at blogtalkradio.com, you'll be able to go to listen to the show. This is all the shows there, and definitely, just come follow the shows on your respective apps so that you'll be able to keep up with us. That being said, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J. Or there's a
nay or a you. There is a way, guys. There's a way. And you pave the way for yourself.
Thank you. That being said, you've listened to an episode of Life That Does Live. And reminder. To follow us on social media. The show's page is Dust Spot on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Nay, how can they follow you?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Nay Seduction, NAYY_Seduction. Y'all can find me Snapchat, NAYY_Seduction. Y'all know if y'all can still seduction on social media. Basically, just Nay Seduction everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Nay Seduction, period. Period.
There you go.
And then, my nonprofit organization, the Richardson Foundation. So, y'all just, Do what it do.
Bam. Oh, by the way, y'all can find me on my social media, personal ones. I'm my clown on them as well. Sedy J Dusk, C-E-D-D-Y, J as in Jackass. Dusk, follow me, Sedy J Dusk on all social media. Yeah, I'm an interesting character. All right, y'all, we out. And Nate, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every flipping Wednesday?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
All right, and y'all, tomorrow, same time, new show premiere, Unapologetic Girl Talk is going to be dropping tomorrow. Definitely check it out. It's going to be very interesting. It's an all-female, it's an all-female host. That's going to be interesting. Pretty much, so I'm not even going to say that this show. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to say anything. They're running the show. I got it. So you get to hear it and say it's all female. I'm not saying a word. So, yes, definitely check it out. And then also premiering this week, Clarissa Explains, which is a health and fitness show that help you get your exercising routine together and your eating routine together. So, yes, healthy lifestyles, baby. Go ahead and check out Clarissa Explains this Saturday. I'll be on a Saturday morning, so check it out. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.